In the house, we have Jeremy Boring. Welcome to the program, man.
Man, glad to be here.
Okay, now.
And Jonathan Hay.
And Jonathan Hay. Mm-hmm. Hey.
Hey.
How you doing? Jonathan, you're the co-producer, right?
That's right.
Okay. Now, this is really interesting because, Jeremy, you were born and raised in Slayton.
Yep, Slayton boy. Grew up, graduated back in 97 from Slayton High School. It's kind of funny. Not long after I left, another guy named Jeremy burned the joint down. So
go Tigers!
That wasn't me. I'm not that one.
Okay. But anyway, so you moved to L.A. for 12 years and whatnot, everything. You wrote this movie. Okay, now here's the thing. You're co-writer, you're co-producer, and the director of the movie. So let's just kind of take it from the beginning and just exactly when and where did conception take place?
Well, you know, we, as with all artistic endeavors, it started with a bad idea somewhere about 4 years ago. I had made a movie in 2005 with some friends out in L.A. called Spiral, which had a pretty good life. It premiered at the Santa Barbara Film Festival and had a nice DVD release through Anchor Bay. It has continued to live on DVD and on Netflix and iTunes and was picked up by Starz Television and continues to play to this day. So we had some good success with that film, but I didn't probably build on that success the way that I should have. So it was time to try again. And this time I wanted to put myself at the helm of the movie, and I kind of knew conceptually from the very beginning I wanted to create something that I could direct because film is a director's medium, you know, and I think of myself as a storyteller, but the director in a movie ultimately is the storyteller. Whatever the script is going in, that's not what the product is going to be coming out. So I wanted to create a script that would be possible to produce as an indie feature. So I had some of those parameters in mind from the very beginning. And then I saw a documentary made by a LA filmmaker friend of mine called Border. It was produced and directed by Chris Burgard. And Chris had embedded himself on the Southern American border for a year and followed the Minutemen and some of the activities that they were engaged in and really exposed me for the first time to the scope of the tragedy that happens down there on both sides of the border since the drug cartels have become so ascendant in the last decades. You know, 30,000 dead Mexican civilians in the last couple of years, just as collateral damage for these cartel wars that go on. And it's changed what immigration means into this country. You know, whereas people, of course, want a better life. People want to move north and find work and find the ability to provide a life for their children. Now, instead of having to pay someone to sneak them into the country, they also oftentimes have to become part of the drug trade. You know, they have to carry drugs on their back and
right.
Be at the mercy of these cartel members, and they're brutalized out there, not only from the elements, which kill them frequently, but, you know, there's horrible rape and murder and execution. It's happening, you know, right here on the in the most prosperous nation on earth. That the fact that we have this drug and human trafficking operation here is such a travesty. And so my thought was that perhaps by making a fiction feature film, we could put a human face on some of that suffering and expose people to it in the way that the documentary had exposed me to it.
You know, you say that it's that it's fiction, and I get that because, you know, you have a storyline that you put together, but really it's kind of like the names are changed to protect the innocent, and the storyline is real.
It's based on truth.
Well, yeah, absolutely. What's happening. Absolutely.
Basically, what you did is you just pulled this together and made the storyline out of a hodgepodge of bits and pieces of human reality.
Everything that happens in our movie happens in real life. We added a few more car chases and car wrecks and gunshots just to, you know, make it an entertaining feature film. You know, part of making a movie is to entertain people. My basic premise is that politics is downstream of culture. Andrew Breitbart often said that, and I think he was spot on. So I didn't make the movie to educate people about the border. I made the movie to entertain people while exposing them to concepts about the border that they may not otherwise have considered.
Well, you know, I know that over the past several years that the border area has been just a hotbed of interest. And the federal government hasn't really stepped up and taken care of business and secured that area. There's a lot of stuff that just runs rampant. I mean, it just really does.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's very rare that you find issues that have cross-party consensus, especially as polarized as things are now. Everyone in America, Democrat, Republican, agrees that whatever you think should happen with immigration in this country, the one thing that can't be allowed to happen is that you have a 2,000-mile unsecured border between the most prosperous nation on earth and a country that's effectively run by the drug cartels at this point. The only people who don't seem to appreciate that are the elected officials from both parties in this country. You know, the other issue, of course, is voter ID, which no matter how it's framed, the truth is, in poll after poll after poll, the majority of people of all races, all ethnicities, and both parties agree that showing a driver's license to vote isn't the worst idea that anyone ever hatched. And everyone of both parties agrees that maybe we should do something to regulate immigration into the country.
But, you know, putting your finger on the pulse of that, I get it. But again, when you put it down in writing and say, I support this, it's a whole different deal.
Well, yeah, sure.
Hey, all right. Had Drive-By Brian Johnston and Jamie Davis say hey to Boring. They're married now and cheering you on from the hometown, they called in.
Well, congratulations on getting married. And, you know, one of the treats of bringing this movie here and that Jonathan and I have both gotten to experience over the last 2 days, you know, we'll probably never be able to replicate this. We came into a non-filmmaking community and made a film. And then this week we've been able to come back into that community and share the film. And, you know, to have people that I grew up with, people that I know and people that I love, supporting it in the way that they are, participating in it in the way that they have. You know, my family, my mom did all the catering for the movie. My dad built the sets and did stunt driving. My little sister did hair and makeup. She acts in the movie. My little brother helped with set design. He plays guitar in the movie. My extended family, all my Sadler side, my mom's side of the family have contributed. Everyone from Slayton and Lubbock, Garza and Linn County and Lubbock County. It's really remarkable. And then to get to come back and show them, because none of them knew what we were doing. You know, they all took a big leap of faith.
Yeah.
And even when you're out there in the 110 degree heat, and you've got some cameras pointed around, I know they're thinking, well, they might, I mean, we're making a movie, but we're not making a movie.
Yeah. Well, you know, Laura, you're here, and people don't really, it's kind of under the radar. Laura's husband is involved in production, video and audio. Digital based productions here. But with the advent of DV, you know, digital video, the size and the scope of studios, the size of everything has shrunk to a minute fraction of what it used to be, but the capabilities are immense. You can get the same quality out of, you know, just a small box that you used to have, like a six-man crew.
Yeah,
we used the 5D, the Canon 5D, to shoot this film, and we couldn't have done it even 5 years before. The technology has just gotten so much further and really empowered the indie filmmaker and allowed us to make this film.
Wow, that's just, it's fascinating.
How long was the process from conception to finished product? We premiered Monday night.
A little over 2.5 years, I guess. I mean, maybe longer than that with the script process.
I would say 4 years if you include writing the script. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, from the start of the script to pre-production. It went pretty fast, actually, once we finally decided to make the movie. We rolled into it.
Okay, real quick, Laura, want to get this. Okay, the premiere was Monday night, and then you went to a second premiere showing last evening. What was it like watching the audience? Real quick, got about 30 seconds.
Well, that's been the best part of the whole thing, is watching people respond. You know, when you create art, as Junior Vasquez says, you're trying to create little moments of human experience that people will carry with them, and that's what we've been able to enjoy.
Movie runs all this week at Premier Cinema at South Plains Mall.
That's right.
And
if it's successful, they'll hold it over.
That would be great.
Fantastic.
Thanks for coming in.
Jeremy
Boring.
Thanks
for doing the movie and premiering it right here in Lubbock. That was so much fun.
Co-writer, co-producer with Jonathan Hay, also director of the film The Arroyo. See it this week.